Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, the name is Ray. We are together till midnight. I'm talking to Sithembile Serame tonight. We are touching base on the very aspect and issue of the power and the value of assertiveness. You'd remember very well that I was talking last week to Dr. Baratwa Muyema, and we were touching this very aspect as to what is assertiveness, what does it mean. So we had defined it. Now, tonight we are dwelling with Sithembile Serame on the power of assertiveness. What power is there? Let me welcome her. Welcome, Sithembile. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you and good evening to our beautiful family on Radio Pulpit in this beautiful, nice, cold weather that keeps us indoors, right?
Yeah, right. It is actually winter, you know, and yeah, you are absolutely correct. People have got to be indoor more times than they would ever like to be. Welcome and thank you so much. Are you well, though?
I am well. I have just been extremely busy. But, you know, we try to balance life. But otherwise, I am good. Thank you for asking. Hope you are good and keeping warm. But otherwise, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
We are talking about the power of assertiveness, you know, that ability to be straightforward and not to mince your perspective and not to allow anything that is untoward become part of you, especially through manipulations by others. They're able to stand and to hold your own, as they would say. It is indeed assertiveness that one is able to stand and hold their own, stand on their ground and be very astute and very deliberate about that which they are, that which they stand for, and not allowing that this be downtrodden on, either because of race or gender, or because of social status or financial status or communal position or affiliation. They know their worth. They stand for their worth. They understand who they are. Even in the Father, they understand who they really are. What comes to mind when we define this?
Yes, we are talking about the power of assertiveness. You know, the power of assertiveness involves many aspects on it. But in some would define it, a person who's assertive as being arrogant. Some would say, you know, overly confident. Some would even say that they are insensitive. So there's so much that, you know, can be said because of its vast definition. But the Oxford definition says, you know, explain this as the quality of expressing opinions or desires in a strong and confident way so that people can take notice. This kind of person states their needs and opinions clearly so that people can take notice, you know. And we do have some of the characteristics of this individual. You know, the first one is that they have confidence in themselves. So when you have confidence in yourself, meaning that you know your boundaries, You know what lines, you know, people need to cross and what, you know, boundaries that you had set for yourself. And also, you know, once this person has their beliefs, they know their beliefs, they know how to follow their beliefs. And even when mixed with other people, you can't really change what they believe on or what they believe to or who they believe, you know. And so with that said, is that they got confidence of course they've built their character. You know, when you build your character to such an extent, you know, it doesn't mean that you are not open to learning, but the learning comes as an addition to something that you have built yourself. You know, learning comes from a foundation that a person has built for themselves. The second characteristics of an assertive person is that they respect others' opinion. Assertive people feel confident about their opinion and beliefs, but they also don't see a need to insult or degrade one's belief or opinion. You know, that talks to religion, for example. I know that the people that would ask me that, but you have friends every, you know, or you know people, or you can relate to certain people in a certain religion. How do you even do that? You can't stand them. You must, you know, there's things that people would say. But once you are a person and you know where you stand and you are built, you know, with a certain character and you know what you know, when others come with their opinions, you don't judge them. You respect their opinion, but you also stand to your ground and what you believe. I mean, when you talk about, you know, religion, it's one of the very sensitive issue where, you know, Christians are believed, their belief is different to the other religions. But also within the Christianity itself, there's people that are believing differently or interpreting the scriptures from the Bible differently. So, you know, when you talk about humanism issues, traditions, there's so many of these things where we can have a common ground, but within that, we might have different opinions. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that I'm changing mine or you're changing yours, but you just know where I stand and what my belief is in that particular moment. Another characteristic is that an assertive person chooses their words very carefully. You know, the way they express themselves, it's not intentionally hurting or affecting the next person. So they don't, you know, say, I always say that it's not what you say, but is how you say that, what you say. So if you say things in a respectful manner, you know, the way you take the words out, even though you are saying the same thing, but the recipient of those words, you know, becomes more subtle if something is said in a certain manner. So they don't feel like they've been attacked, degraded, embarrassed or any of those things. No, they're saying that, you know, even when Thembile is saying this to me, I can, you know, feel what they're trying to say because it's got some sort of respect built into it. And that makes a huge difference. Another one is that they are good listeners. You know, listening is a powerful skill which allows us to control or calm the situation we might find ourselves in, you know, because when you listen, you can be able to discern, number one, because if we are both speaking at the same time, I might not hear what you are saying or what you are trying to say. But if you allow a person to speak what they are saying and you keep quiet and you really hear them, you know, you can also, while they are speaking, talking to the Holy Spirit and asking for wisdom to be able to respond to what the guy or the person that you're speaking to is saying. So it's very, very important. So an assertive person, one of the characteristics is that they are good listeners, because once they open their mouth and raise their opinion, it needs to be an informed decision, and they need to restructure the words in such a manner that is not belittling the next person. And another characteristic of an assertive person is that they are good in resolving issues and finding common ground, you know. So proceeding from the previous statement, when I said that when a person is a good listener, because remember now, when a person is talking and you are listening and you are discerning, then you've got an opportunity to be able to respond in a certain way. So I don't have to believe everything that you are saying in terms of the beliefs, but I don't have to also agree. But because I'm not changing my mind on what I believe from my side, it doesn't mean that we can't find a common ground, you know. So in a nutshell, an assertive person can stand up for themselves and be able to express themselves in a certain way and conduct a conversation in a certain way. But at the end of the day, an assertive person, you know, will stick to what they believe in and what they stand for without being easily influenced by what the next person's belief might be or position might be in that particular at that particular time. But then, what then is the power of assertiveness? You know, the topic of the day. So there are a few points that I'm going to speak about. So everyone you engage. So the power when a person is assertive is that everyone you engage with cannot misunderstand your need or your intention. So it's very good and it's very advantageous if a person knows where you stand about a particular matter. You know, when a person knows Guti Stembile, let's say, for example, does not drink alcohol, when it's your birthday or they want to give you a gift, they're not going to buy you a wine. You know, they'll buy you something else. So that's an example. But there's too many things that you can discuss under that. However, you know, when everybody just knows when they engage you to say, hey, this one, when you speak to them, don't speak to them in this manner or about these things, because this is, they openly admit about the, you know, how they feel about that particular matter. The second point is that, you know, people warm up to you easily, because even when addressing difficult situation, one tries to still, you know, demonstrate some aspect of respect in their behavior. That's very, very important, because the power of assertiveness comes when you engage with people in a certain way and people can warm up, because they know, you know, they know that you are real. They know that you are respectful. They know where you stand about a particular issue. And when they come to you, they're not coming to you to try and change you, if I may say, or come and, you know, and I'm not saying, please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, you cannot learn, evolve. But all I'm saying is that when your foundation is solid, and people know that, they know what to speak to you about, and people can reach out in that particular field if they know that this person is real and this person is behaves in this manner, or this is just their belief in general. The third point of the power behind assertiveness is to build good and strong relationships, because, you know, number one, you are clear about your intentions. You are clear about your objectives. Mm. And when the person is clear about those things, when I come to you as a friend, I know exactly what to expect, you know. Mm. There's no surprises.
Yeah.
I know that this person is like this, and people then seem to draw in that character.
Yeah.
And you can build good relationship because you tell people or you address people in a certain way with certain things, and you are never changing.
Mm.
You know, you are not like these people that when they are in church, they behave in a certain way, they speak in a certain way, they act in a certain way. Immediately when they go out, then they become, there's a 360 turnaround where a person just changes as if they don't even come from church. I mean, the way they speak, the language that they use, and you ask yourself that, I mean, honestly, you know, who are you? Who are you? You know, are you just acting in a way to try and fit in, or, you know, the genuine self, you know, who are you, basically? And then another point is that because of how, you know, you conduct yourself and the message delivery to others, a person, you know, will then experience fewer negative conflicts and unnecessary conflicts. There's people that when you speak to them, even when they don't agree with what you are saying, but the way they deliver the message and the way they become defensive, trying to convince you with what they believe, you know. So with that doing, a person will then end up saying things or, you know, doing things that can cause or trigger unnecessary conflicts, because it's either what they are saying is right, what you are saying must be wrong because they are right, and that makes you automatically wrong, instead of looking at it from a perspective of saying, this is your belief, this is your understanding of that particular matter, and this is my understanding of that particular thing. So it is what it is, you know, and it's okay. It's okay. Because remember that in life, as we grow, whether spiritually or maturely, even with the things of the of life in general, revelation, knowledge, it's what, you know, determine how we react to circumstances and how we address, you know, challenges that we might face. Another one, the power of assertiveness is that one becomes in control of their own life because they are a strong person who understands, you know, their boundaries, their character, you know, so they don't do things that are out of character. There's people that are really constant, whether doesn't matter where you meet them, doesn't matter where you get them. At any time of an hour, you see that this is how this person conducts themselves. You know, whether people are looking or people are not looking at that moment, but the way you...
Right, I don't know, it just cuts there a bit. And I don't know, Ste, but it just cut there a bit. I'll try to put it back in just a jiffy. Okay, I've been able to get it back. Stay.
And how we address, you know, challenges that you might face.
Mm.
Another one, the power of assertiveness is that one becomes in control of their own life because they are a strong person who understands, you know, their boundaries, their character, you know, so they don't do things that are out of character. There's people that are really constant, whether doesn't matter where you meet them, doesn't matter where you get them. At any time of an hour, you see that this is how this person conducts themselves. You know, whether people are looking or people are not looking at that moment, but the way you hold yourself, the message or your brand that you've created for yourself must just stand and not be shaken by the circumstances. So when you know that, you know, it becomes easier to control your own life because you would know where to go, you would know where not to go, you would know where to comment and not where to comment. You know, you see sometimes people, you know, commenting on social medias about issues that are really, really out. And you ask yourself, you know, why is this person even involving themselves in such discussions as well? And then the last two, you know, your confidence and self-esteem is enhanced because you know what you want and you know who you are. Therefore, you don't need validation from people about, you know, your thoughts and your beliefs in whatever particular thing. And the last one, that you, you know, a better chance of getting what you want because you are clear on and direct about what you want. And you demonstrate, you know, that respectful manner, and that attracts favor. You know, when you are a person that they know what they want, they know what they stand for, you know, you will attract favor from people because people can now trust you. They know that you are not a chameleon. You don't change colors. This is who you are. This is what you stand for. And once they support that vision, then that support stays with that person. Mm.
I hear you quite well about this. And wow, what an explanation. We are going to take a song, and then after that, I want us to go even further on this issue.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We are talking about the value of assertiveness. Now, you would realize that then one needs to actually say, okay, when is it when one feels that they are being assertive? Or where are the moments of being assertive? With the previous descriptions, how would one be able to determine that, okay, now I'm in that moment. This is happening. It's me being assertive. How does one go about that? And what kind of moments do we find with regards to assertiveness? Being assertive is when one does not change their mind according to the conviction that they have, and they don't compromise. That's one moment. Another moment is when one knows the truth and sticks to it. When one's mind is made up and they're not shy about it, that is assertiveness. And another moment would be when one actually goes on with their philosophy of life, even though it would look at some of the aspects of their philosophies are not just as well polished as the philosophies of the next person. They still stick to them. When one sticks to their own spiritual beliefs, even though they don't seem as exciting as the spiritual beliefs of the next person, that is assertiveness. When one is confident of the reward that comes, the faith that is always going to come to pass, the promises and the hope that is there, and they hold on to that faith, that is assertiveness. Those are the moments, you know, that would show that one is assertive at a stage or another. What are some of the moments that come to mind? Stay.
So assertiveness moments, you know, can be there's so much that we can discuss, you know, under these moments for us to recognize and realize these moments. But the first one I want to just, you know, touch base is, for example, let's say one is laying ground rules at home for families. So previously I used to struggle a lot about, you know, raising my opinion when it comes to my family. I had so much weaknesses when weakness when it came to my family. When people were visiting my house, there were no boundaries, and that really hit me in a bad way. And I had to learn and grow and adjust. You know, it's good to know when you have a weakness on something, because once you realize that you have that weakness, it becomes easier for you to grow. It becomes easier, you know, to adjust, make adjustments, and be able to move on and become better, you know, in that particular area. So people used to come to my house. They used to, you know, because I was free like that, and I thought, ah, it's family. This is home. It means it's our home. And people will go room by room. Some people open the, you know, it started small, where people will be opening the cabinets, the fridge, taking whatever. Okay, that's fine. You're family. I mean, if you want something, you know, feel free to open up a fridge and get a juice or whatever the case is. But then it became worse when people now started opening my wardrobe, saying, hey, I like this dress. I want it. Hey, I want, you know, this bag. I'm going to take it. Or this book. You know, or sometimes I'll be looking for something, and when I visit someone, and they'll say, oh, there. I got this from your house the other day. And I'm like, but you didn't ask for this. You know, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I, you know, I thought I misplaced it. Yes. Kanti, when you came and you took it and you didn't even ask.
Please.
So I was very, you know, weak when it came to that. And I'm going to say weak because I didn't know how to say no. Let me put it that way. People will just come and do whatever that they want to do. And when I started adjusting that, it started frustrating many people, because I started to say, but you can't do that. You know, you can't go to my room, go to my closet and take things without asking. Actually, you shouldn't even be just walking in and out of my bedroom as you please. That's my private space. Yes, your family, that's good. You're a cousin, you're whoever, but you know, you can't. I mean, there need to be boundaries associated with that whole scenario. And people started getting frustrated because they used to get away with a lot of things. But when I started demonstrating that character of being assertive and just laying ground rules, laying boundaries, and telling them what and what is it that they cannot do, you know, then people, you know, did not like that. But now they're used to it. When people come in, they know exactly what to do and what not to do. And we still have a good, loving relationship. So sometimes it doesn't mean that when you correct people and you're showing them a way, it means that you don't love them, or it means that you don't want anything good about them. No, it just means that people need to know what and not what to do as well. Another example of moment there is like when, let's say, you are running a ministry and everyone has their own opinion, everyone has the way that this ministry must be ran, and they are not, you know, now following the mandate. So we see a lot of people, and it's not even a ministry only. It can be a business or anything that a person might be starting, and then they call on other people to help. And, you know, when you look at that ministry or business in a year's time, it's not what it was meant to be. A person will now be doing things. I mean, I know someone that started a ministry. It's a foundation that they started. And, you know, I mean, you know, Pastor Ray, you know, you have your ministries as well. You know that when you do charity work, it's exactly that. And in most cases, in most cases, you put in your time, you put in your resources, you put in your money, and you're not expecting anything out of that at all. You know, you're doing it because you love what you do, and you're doing it because you are an extension of God's work in this land of the living. So, and this person started with that vision to say, this is what I want to do. I want to change the world. I want to do my small little impact, you know, in this continent. And then they started, you know, applying for funding. Money started coming. And this person now started enriching themselves more than, you know, enriching the others that money was meant for. I mean, the person started driving big cars, changed the house. You know, now I can afford a double story. Went through, stayed in an estate, and, you know, and they went overboard with this. They went on and on and on. So when they get, for example, 100 rands, in the 100 rands, they would use 10 rands for the project, and the rest is them. And it's because of now they have partnered with other people, and those people were like, look, you can make money out of this, you know. We have people that can donate there. And then people started channeling money. But this person, if they stood up to what they wanted and initially why they started there, they wouldn't find themselves where they are, because unfortunately it didn't end well and they were arrested because now they were committing fraud with that.
I get you quite well and clear on this, and much of the times, man, being assertive, moments like that, especially the examples you give, can really set you up, you know, into loggerheads with some of the relatives. But you need to stand your ground. And when it comes to family, I agree with you. One needs to have the unique rules that pertain to their family. And not one rule goes also with all the other relatives. If they do whatever they do in their homes, they want to come and do it in your home. It's not working that way. Assertiveness, it is. Okay, when we come back, we continue.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Thank you so much to Sitembile Sirame, back with us next week, and we really appreciate her contribution there. We had touched base, as I said, that we recorded this earlier on, and we had touched base on the issue of complimenting your spouse. It's very important to take note of that, and much of the times we become those kinds of people who really look down at this issue. There are many people I have met with, many men who said, look, we really need to talk. I don't feel I'm appreciated in my marriage, even though I work hard. You know, I'm just driven as a slave by this conniving person who wants to make sure that happiness is far-fetched when it comes to me. When it comes to her issues, I run. And when it comes to my issues, she doesn't run. And even vice versa, where it is the man who really wilds such a bad kind of attitude towards the spouse in such a way that they treat them bad. You know, this has to stop. Thank you so much for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name. There is none like him. Yahuwah Elohim is his name. And in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, we give him glory. There is none like him. He has taught us so many things,
And we appreciate that we even enter into the year learning so much. It's been great. Have a wonderful time and much blessings to you.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.